and our community connection on K1, brought to you this morning by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move. Also by Tulsa Bone, or that by First Baptist Church. Got that right? Okay. In this morning from Elder Care, we'll talk things over in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, Jennifer Ennis in from Elder Care. Good morning. Nice to have you in here this morning.
Yeah, good morning. The heat is already starting to come our way.
As the song said from, I don't know, 1985 or so, the heat is on. Yeah,
it is on, that is for sure. So hopefully everyone is taking it a little easy this summer and, you know, not trying to do any big projects out in the yard or anything that requires you to be outside for a long extended period of time. So important to remember, if you are, drink lots of water, bug spray this year, lots of sunscreen, take breaks. It's brutal.
Close down the house, get in your cool room, and just relax.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I haven't seen many people out at the pools as often or walking the streets. I think everyone's playing it pretty safe.
Yeah, I mean, I'll say Frontier Pool with the splash pads and that kind of thing. I've driven by a few times this past week or two, and it was pretty well crowded, at least the times that I was driving by, about, I don't know, 2 o'clock or so in the afternoon. Some people just enjoying getting a little bit of sun, probably some students before they have to go back to school. But other than that, yeah, people are kind of staying inside.
That's a good thing, but, you know, we do just keep it. Keep it safe. That's what I would tell everyone.
How's your cool room project going? I bet you're either close to being out or out of air conditioners.
You know, we are out of air conditioners right now. We just loaned our last one out yesterday. It's been a great summer in terms of, you know, we've been able to help so many people and really loan out those air conditioners. We've been blessed with donations. We could always use more donations if you're looking for a good cause to give some money to or anything. Our cool room project loans out air conditioner units to anybody with or anybody 60 or older who doesn't have central air and heat, so they can have one room in their home to keep it cool. And it's such a vital program, especially in these really hot summers when they come and they go and they come and they go. We would hate for anybody to be stuck at home without an air conditioner, and it's so dangerous for young children and older adults to get heat-related illness is so much more frequent in those two populations, and so we really wanted to loan them out. So if you want, we'll take your money. we'd love to purchase some more air conditioners. We've got a couple. We think this summer will probably be their last, just because it's been such a brutal summer and they're already a little bit older. So we'll need to replace our inventory for next year. So that's an ongoing thing. We're always, you know, looking for people to bring donations in, but also just we clean them up, we store them, and before we know it, it seems like we're back at it. So
if somebody I'll say is moving, downsizing, whatever, and they have a air conditioner that's not too old, still in good shape, would you accept a donation?
You know, we'd be willing to look at it. You know, if that's you, you know, give us a call. We can maybe have you come in and you know, make sure it's good in shape. We can look it over. You know, one thing, we love to get new ones because we kind of have a shelf life, and they really have about 3-year shelf life. So we can mark them and we know for sure when they're going to. But we don't like to turn anything away.
Yeah.
You know, we like to, it's such an important project for the community. So.
Yeah. But the cash donation is best. That way you can go out and buy new air conditioners so that when you hand somebody an air conditioner, it's basically right out of the box.
Absolutely. So, and you know, for those who do have air conditioners, and hopefully you're enjoying them, I'm just, you know, the way the program works is you take them at the beginning of the summer and probably starting sometime in September, we'll send letters back. When we start noticing the trends of the weather, you know, going down, we send a letter and say, hey, within the next 2 or 3 weeks we need to get that back. So they return them, we clean them up, we store them, and then we kind of just start that process over. So I hope it's really in the next couple weeks if we see the weather, you know, go back down. Hopefully we don't have too many more weeks of this this really hot weather, but we don't have a timeline. We never say, you know, September 1st, or it's just whenever the weather starts to cooperate, we get those back.
Yeah, I would think you're not going to get too many of them back till, I'll say, close to the 1st of October, but you never know.
Yeah, that's a pretty general trend, but there have been years it's been like mid-October because that weather has just held out a little longer than anticipated.
Even late October, but by the time you get to, I'll say, close to Halloween time, most years, most of the time, is that enough qualifiers in there? It's getting to the point where you don't necessarily need that air conditioner, except maybe just because you like to have it.
Exactly. So it's just always a wait and see game. Absolutely. But we're so thankful. We really have. We've had some great sponsors come in as we talked about this. The summer hit us so hard, and our inventory was not quite, you know, what we really wanted to see it. And the community came together, and we were just so thankful that we were able to go out and purchase, I think, almost 15 more and get those back out. So it's been a good summer other than the heat.
Yep, good deal. Well, if somebody still needs one, I know you said you're out today, but if, you know, with the heat indexes, maybe there's still one or two people out there that, you know, they just can't take it anymore. Call Elder Care, and you'll try to make arrangements if you got an extra air conditioner.
Yeah, always call us. You know, we'll put you on a list. You know, we might have more come in. We might, we don't ever know day to day how it goes. So always give us a call. We don't just sit there and think we're out of something. You know, it's the same thing with our medical equipment. I don't know. We've talked about this a little bit, Charlie, but we loan out free durable medical equipment. And so those are things like wheelchairs, walkers, canes, crutches, shower chairs, even those bedside commodes. We do that, and it's a free of charge kind of thing. And so if you're looking at maybe a hip surgery or something like that, and you need a temporary use for a walker or something, it's a great program that we can loan out as long as we have it in stock. And so it's another thing to think about. But also, if you're cleaning out your garage and you notice you have an extra one, we also take those donations in. And so that's what we try and do. We clean up and we just go back out, in and out all the time. And so we just want everyone to know about the things that we have that you might need just on a temporary basis. Air conditioners temporarily, walkers temporarily, wheelchairs are a popular one.
That's right.
If you've got one sitting there, we could always use an extra wheelchair. If you're no longer using yours, you can give it to us and borrow it when you need it again.
There you go. And it's just some of those things like, you know, you just came out of surgery. You don't anticipate a long-term need for, I don't care, cane, walker, crutch, whatever you're talking about. But, you know, if you need it for 6 weeks, then you needed it for 6 weeks. Take it back to Elder Care when you're done.
Absolutely. And that's really what that program's kind of about. A lot of people will borrow them for maybe a weekend. They're going on a trip and, you know, they would feel more comfortable with a cane or a walker or something like that. Maybe a relative's coming to visit,
right?
And you realize that you could really use a wheelchair to get
them up
around
to the airport. You don't, you know, take them back to the airport. They need it for while they're here.
Yeah, if you go to Little Rock, something like that, you want to go around, you're going to want a wheelchair. You know, you can borrow them on those really short-term basis. But a lot of people do find that the cost of purchasing something on a temporary 6 to 8 week basis after surgery, it is so expensive.
Yeah.
And you can rent them. I mean, that is an option for you too. But if we can loan them out, that's great. And then if you find you need them for longer than that 6 to 8 weeks, then you can purchase one then when you find it to be more of an important part of your daily life than just this temporary need.
You know, I think more and more of us are finding the need for a little bit of help as far as physical therapy as well. And I know you've got the program that's available there. And, of course, with recent, I mean, well, it's not so recent, but about a year or so now on changes in requirements, you don't have to walk in the door with an order from your doctor.
Exactly. You know, and hopefully you all know about this, but if you don't, you know, you have direct access to physical therapy now. And so what that means is, again, like you mentioned, a little over a year ago, you had to come in with a prescription or a referral from your doctor before you could even get your evaluation started with physical therapy. Now you can get an evaluation at any physical therapy area without that doctor's note or referral. A lot of places still prefer that they communicate with their doctor. So maybe after your evaluation, you still go back and say, hey, I would recommend this much and so forth. And some insurance, you know, if you have an HMO, may still require, you know, some kind of pre-authorization.
If that's the route you have, then obviously comply with what they're asking you to do.
Yeah, but otherwise you can. If you feel like there's something wrong, your balance is off, something hurts and physical therapy, and you don't want to wait to get into the doctor for another 2 weeks and then have him, you know, give you, you know, instructions and then wait another week or two to get in for the evaluation, just skip that first start and call us and get an evaluation started.
I've been hurting for 2 weeks. Can't get in. Well, now you don't have to.
Now you don't have, exactly. And physical therapy, I mean, it's not just, you know, a lot of people think about it as something after a surgery or something like that, but, or after a fall, but it can also help with balance. It can help with just core strength. Mm-hmm. It can help with vertigo. That's something a lot of people aren't aware, but if you got a slight case of vertigo, you know, physical therapy is great for that. And we can treat that to kind of help you get back on track and start feeling normal. Vertigo is just terrible if you've ever had it. And don't wait. Don't wait even a few days to think it might get better. You know, getting treatment right away for something like that just makes your life that much better. Yeah. That much quicker. Yeah. Absolutely. So.
Monday you had your open house, and my wife was driving by, headed someplace else, but she said, hey, drove by Elder Care, the parking lot, looked like it was full.
Yeah, it's always full. We had a great open house. Quite a few people came. That usually happens the first Monday of every month, so you just missed it. But actually, in September, I'll just go ahead and tell you, it's not going to be the first Monday of September
holiday
because
weekend.
That's a holiday weekend. So it'll be the second Monday, which is September 12th. And it's a great time to come on in, take a tour of the building, learn about our programs, get your questions answered. If you don't want to wait over a month to come in, then don't. Give us a call or just drop by. We'll try and get you in for a private tour. We love to. I'll walk you around the building, tell you all about it, show you what we have going on, or Stevie Williams, our community relations director, can do that. We love having people come by, so yes. don't wait a month if you don't have to.
Okay, yeah, stop by, say hi to Jennifer, she'll take you around. We will continue with Community Connection, talking about what the programs, people and services of Elder Care are all about, coming up in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, talking with Jennifer Ennis and highlighting some of the things that you may or may not know about with Elder Care. You got a lot of things going on. And let me think, calendar-wise, you're about halfway through the current travel program on the GEO program, right?
We are. You know, our programs do, they run quarterly, so mm-hmm. The quarter will end in September, but we still have some great things coming up. One thing next week, actually, it's August 11th, that's on Thursday, we have Dale Lewis. He's the author of the new book, yeah. Footprints in the Dew, about the Mullendore murder.
Right.
He's going to come in and really, not so much a book talk, but he's going to come in and talk about how he just kind of ran into Chubb Anderson and how this all got started and the years he's poured into it and yeah. How his investigation kind of led him.
And he was under a gag order for, I don't know, a couple of years that he had done the interviews but really couldn't say much. Yeah.
Absolutely. And now he can kind of talk about it, and he's also going to talk about why he even chose to actually write a book and the process of getting it published and the nightmare that can be sometimes. And so a different take, but he is so excited to come in. So come by. I mean, let us know you want to come by, but it's August 11th, next Thursday. It starts at 2 o'clock. Come in, listen to what he has to say about this book that's come out. You know, it's been, I think, a top seller in Oklahoma a couple of weeks now.
Yeah, it's been, yeah, he's doing very well with it. And, of course, Dale is a big supporter. He's been out at the Good, the Bad, and the Barbecue for a long time and has brought some fairly good celebrities along out there. So he's a big supporter of Elder Care.
He is a big supporter of Elder Care. So we were so glad when he wanted to come in and just talk a little bit about his book. And you know, we Elder Care has a fond memories of Mullendore, and so it's always sure. Kind of nice to see a different different history of that. And so come by, give us a call. Our number is 918-336-8500. Just put your name down on the list so that you know that you can Come by. There'll be some light refreshments and hear Dale talk a little bit.
I have no doubt, without obligating Dale to anything, that if you ask him a question, he'll do his best to answer it for you. So
absolutely. So all those burning questions you might have, he might be able to answer for you. And then we have another great class coming out in September. It's September 19th. I'm really excited about it. You know, we've done beer tastings before. We've done wine tastings before. Mm-hmm. But this year, we're going to do a beer versus wine class.
Oh,
and
okay.
So our chef, Pam, who cooks for Golden Hours and everything for us, she's going to make three small plates. And I've got my beer expert and my wine expert. And they're both going to pair a beer and a wine mm-hmm. with that. And then you're going to vote who did the better pairing. And so by the end of the night, we'll be able to see who did a better job.
Well, and even if you are more of a, it doesn't matter, a wine aficionado versus a beer, that doesn't rule out the beer. And sometimes you'll find yourself that maybe you liked one thing better than you thought you did.
Absolutely. So it'll be a fun class. And my beer guy, my wine guy, they wanted to compete for a couple of years now. So I said, all right, this is it. We'll find out which one of you is better at pairing. But, you know, it all depends on what you prefer to begin with.
And they're going to say, by the way, what food are you bringing, so we know what to bring.
Oh, I know. They've listed tons of menu options for me, so I'll try and pick, you know, middle of the ground so they can do their best job. But that's a great class. It's about, I think it's $33 a person, somewhere mm-hmm. right around there. That includes your food, includes your tastings. We can fit about 15 people in this class, so we have just a couple spots left, but if that sounds like something you or a friend want to come and do, we'd love to have you. Again, call, sign up for it so you can get on the list before it books up.
Well, and there are certain things that I think, I don't know your expert, but there are certain things that they're both going to talk about, probably about the food itself and how that will bring out this flavor or that flavor in the beer or wine.
So. Yeah, and we have one more trip coming up in September, too. We'll be heading out to Fort Smith, Arkansas, and do kind of a Wild West tour there. We'll be checking out.
Wait a minute, you're going east? To learn about the Wild West.
I know. Crazy, right? But we'll be doing that. We'll be hitting Miss Laura's, which is a bordello that's become the visitor center, the history museum, and the historical site. It's going to be a great trip. We've got a couple spots left for that. If you're interested in heading out to Fort Smith, give us a call. We'd love to give you some more information about when we're leaving, how much it costs, and get you signed up for that, too.
And then that'll be a good trip. Of course, you have the expertise in planning those trips with the Golden Opportunities program. You find things to see, places to go, and groups of people who want to go there.
Absolutely. You know, and I have such a good time. I get to go out and do some things.
It's work. You got to go. I mean, it's part of your obligation.
I know. Yeah. I know. Everyone always says I have such a tough job, and it's wonderful. But, you know, not everyone can get out and move around on their own very easily. They find going on those trips, you know, a little bit too much because they're just finding things more difficult. And if that's you, you know, we have a lot of social things that aren't moving. You know, we have Golden Hour throughout the month. It's always the fourth Thursday, and that's just to come and sit down and have dinner, so you don't have to worry about if you're not as physically able. We try and offer other less physically taxing things, so check those out. But more importantly, if you're finding even that it's more difficult, I'm sure you might be finding doing things around the house is more difficult, driving is more difficult, and we have a program for that. It's called Brighter Living.
Oh, sure.
And that is a companion service, and people can come out to your home, help out with meal preparation, even just going to the grocery store with you and helping to get everything off the top shelf, because
right.
those shelves, I think, get taller every month.
Or the bottom shelf.
Or the bottom shelf, absolutely. They can help run other errands, whether that's to, you know, drop the dog off at the vet and then go get your haircut. I mean, whatever you need, they can be there. Now, we're not home health, so I like to put that out there. We don't do bathing. We don't help with hygiene situations, but it's all the other stuff. It's the dusting and the vacuuming upstairs because you don't want to pull the vacuum upstairs anymore. And or it's just come by and check on me because I get lonesome and I want to make sure I'm doing okay. As well.
Well, and of course, it's just conversation while you're doing all those other things too. Somebody, new face to talk to.
Yeah, absolutely. And on top of that, the one thing I've heard lately is I would love to eat healthier.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to, you know, get my nutrition back on track, but I find shopping for it and preparing all my meals, it's becoming a lot more difficult. And that's a common thing lately. And so that's one thing our companions can help with, is not just getting you to the store, but also coming home and making nutritious meals, things that are healthier for you, that are on your taste, but can help you hit those goals of yours. And so just because it's more difficult to cook doesn't necessarily mean you have to order pizza or, you know, eat things that are prepackaged because it's easier to put them in the microwave or the oven.
Or salad out of the bag or whatever.
Exactly. We can help with those home-cooked, nutritious meals, you know, for you as well. So keep that in mind. I mean, just because you maybe are feeling a little bit more isolated at home, you don't have to be. You absolutely don't have to be stuck at home. Elder Care probably has a program to help you become the social person that you want to be, the physically fit person you want to be, the healthier person you want to be, and just the person who's happier. And so whatever your goal is in life, whatever is missing or you feel like, you know, you're starting to lack, let us help you get back to that person that you want to be and that life you want to be at, because you want to be happy and you want to be healthy and you don't want to be limited.
Be 16 again. Oh, yep. No, wait a minute.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying just because you have a deficit or something's going on doesn't mean you have to live with it. There are solutions to your problems, and let us help you figure out what those are.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. But there are just so many other things that we're not going to have time to talk about, which is one reason why you have that monthly tour, and where you can actually answer people's questions, show them around, and see, oh, okay, over there's Daybreak. No, they're not just sitting over there vegetating. They're active people doing things, talking with friends, and having fun.
Absolutely. And one thing, I know we're short on time. You know, we talked a little bit about some of the free things we offer. Mm-hmm. Another thing is we're going to offer a free hearing clinic August 19th. That's a Friday, so it'd be 2 weeks from tomorrow, I believe.
Yeah.
It's completely free for anybody 60 or older. It's a 15-minute appointment. You do have to call and sign up beforehand. You come in, you're going to meet with a hearing specialist from Hearing Life. They're going to do a quick test. They're going to see, you know, do you have some hearing loss, and if you do, they're going to recommend your next step, which would probably be if that free assessment says you have some problems, you need to go in for more
in-depth exam, saying this is where you're actually falling off and why.
Exactly. And that can be done with anybody. It doesn't have to be done with Hearing Life, but Hearing Life is the one who's going to come in and do those free assessments for you. So 15 minutes, give us a call. We'd love to start getting you set up. We only have, you know, all day from 9 to noon and 1 to 4. So that's a limited amount of people. So if that's you, if you are saying, huh, a lot more, give us a call so we can get your hearing screen.
What's the phone number they call?
You can call 918-336-8500.
That's a Community Connection on K1 News is next.
ONN News, I'm Randy Renner. The Oklahoma City Thunder and superstar point guard Russell Westbrook have agreed to a 3-year